Hello, Poddlers. You know what? I've got to admit it. I'm missing Matt Dyson.
These are nicknames for your friend named Matthew. Gyatthew. Matty Light. Matthew Goodman. Matador. Cut out the front half. Go with Thew. Manchester United. Rathew. Maticus Finch. May the Force be Matthew. Automatic. Hakuna Matata. Off the beaten path, Thew. Matthew, either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
I can't wait for Matthew Goodman to be back next week.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Come here. Let me tattoo you.
Is that what they say?
I've got three tattoos, and every time I had them done in different places, it all started with, come here, little boy. Let me tattoo you. Which is probably why I regret them so much. But these ones are temporary. They're the show logo. We had one listener win these a couple of weeks ago and then tattoo their own face and go to the Isle of Wight Festival. And that's one of the proudest moments of my life. These have taken the whole concept of the bin stickers and it's put it up there.
Yeah, for sure.
It really has. So if you would like to win a strip of temporary tattoos, you need to listen to this clip from yesterday's show. Some of it has the tattoo needle gun going all over it. Identify what's beneath. And you can win yourself a strip of three temporary Breakfast Show tattoos. So this comes from us discussing the things you missed because you left early. And Glenn told us his tale of woe. Listen carefully.
My friend was like, you were really going to regret leaving. Then two friends of mine text me and were like, I am so jealous right now.
Oh, no.
And I didn't have the guts to say what happened. So with one of them, I lied and I went, yeah, crazy, man, really. Still with no idea. I couldn't get any Wi-Fi.
I don't think anyone's ever described that. <Yeah. laughs> So what did Glenn leave early and then describe as crazy? Was it A, the under-21s Bristol Street Motors Trophy Football Final, or B, Court 1 at Wimbledon for the men's tennis first round match? So your name and your answer.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome to the Ink Tank. On line one, we have Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello. Hi, Rob, let me tattoo your body. Would you like that, Rob?
Absolutely.
Okay. If you were to win the tattoos, where are you going to put us on your body?
Probably on my shoulder.
Okay. I think that's quite a classy move. Would you just like slip your t-shirt down every now and again and just give someone a little peek, maybe a little cheeky wink over your shoulder?
Of course.
I like it. So yesterday, Glenn told us that he'd missed out on something by leaving early. But was it the under-21s Bristol Street Motors Trophy Football Final, or was it Court 1 at Wimbledon for the men's tennis first round match? Which was it?
I want to go with the tennis, I think.
Let's see if you're right. This is from yesterday's show.
My friend was like, you were really going to regret leaving. Then two friends of mine text me and were like, I am so jealous right now.
Oh, no.
And I didn't have the guts to say what happened. So with one of them, I lied and I went, yeah, crazy, man, really. Still with no idea. I couldn't get any Wi-Fi.
I don't think anyone's ever described tennis as that. Well done, Rob. You've got yourself a strip of three temporary Breakfast Show tattoos. Bravo. I look forward to being on that shoulder of yours. The Hypebeast Womble tells me you're recovering from an operation on your knee.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, my friend. Well, listen, we wish you a speedy recovery and thank you very much indeed for tuning into the show. Take care of yourself, Rob.
Cheers, thank you, everyone.
Nice one, man. Take care.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
On the way this hour, in fact, in about 20 minutes' time, I'll give you a chance to enter 10 weeks of tickets and see Stevie Nicks with your actual eyes. But first, well, it's time for the social ammunition in Matt's absence. Glenn Moore's been doing a fine job. Glenn, what's been tickling your pickle across all of social media within the last 24 hours?
Oh, well, I've changed my mind, actually. I was going to at first play that ukulele player who cornered Dua Lipa at Glastonbury, went over and sang to her, and I can't bring myself to play it. I asked producer Old Swiss if we should play the audio, and he said, no, that's exactly what he wants. We don't negotiate with terrorists, so...
Let's not give him a platform.
EugeneH84 on Twitter, I said, in the video, Dua Lipa's reacting like when a colleague shows you an 8-minute YouTube video during your 30-minute lunch break.
Oh. And
Sorrelish on X said you should have to apply for a ukulele license like it's a firearm. So instead, what we're going to do What we're going to do instead is we're going to talk about a Luke Shaw interview that gets progressively weirder. Okay. Obviously, you know, that every single member of the England squad is being interviewed and having to do various sort of, you know, face-to-face with various interviewers over the course of Euro 2024. Luke Shaw, our left-back, who is injured, hasn't played yet, was talking about Bukayo Saka. Now, Bukayo Saka is a very lovable person.
He is.
We all love him.
Wildly love him.
Yeah. And Luke Shaw was talking about his love for Bukayo Saka, and it starts normally, and in my opinion, gets just a tiny bit strange. So starts off saying, look, he's so cool, he's so funny, he's someone in the camp like that is good, he gets everyone laughing, we all just love him and appreciate the way he is. I didn't know him before I came to the camp, but I've gotten on so well with him. I'd love him to be my brother. Honestly, I love him. I would love it if he was my child or something. You can ask anyone in the squad if I say that. Like, I don't know why. It starts normally, he just keeps slipping in familial relations that he wants to have. Like, I wish he was my aunt. Oh, man, don't you wish Bukayo Saka was your second cousin once removed, wouldn't it?
Hey, is it okay if I call you mum? Is that okay? Can I just... Mum, pass me the ball! Mum!
Yeah. It's exactly like a Freudian slip. He calls Bukayo Saka mum and he's like, was that a mistake? No, it wasn't a mistake, mate. I wish you were my mum. Now, finally today, obviously in Matt's absence, Matt yes. is obviously off this week because he just loves the general election that much. And in his absence, I think we should have some nicknames for him when he comes back.
Okay.
Paul Conway on Instagram has provided us with a plethora of these various nicknames for your friend Matthew.
Ah.
These are nicknames for your friend named Matthew. Gyatsu, Matty Light, a few good men, Matador. Cut out the front half. Go with few. Manchester United. Rathew, Maticus Finch, may the force be Matthew, Automatic, Hakuna Matata, Off the Beaten Path-thew, Matthew, either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Oh, I love this.
We're going to call them all of them. Anyway, we'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. So, yes, it's come around already, that day of the week where you're given the platform to hand in the cool badge. So, for any newcomers, what I'm looking for is, if you've done something that can only be described as uncool, I want you to take the badge that you've been proudly wearing about the place, I want you to unpin it, and I want you to hand it in to me at 8, 12, 15. Or maybe you didn't do the thing that could be considered uncool. Maybe you witnessed a crime against cool. Well, the same thing applies. The number is 8, 12, 15. And to whet the appetite for all you newcomers, it seems only fair that we relive this moment from last week when I handed in the cool badge big time when it comes to my newfound love of all things hotel inspector.
Oh, it's gone from cool badge to tragic badge in the studio because the boss has just burst through the studio door. Did you see him come in?
Yeah.
Do you know what he came in to say? He came in to say that he has a series link for the hotel inspector. We then proceeded to use the duration of that last song to share the highlights of some of our favourite recent episodes of the hotel inspector.
Yeah, it moved from Channel 4 to Channel 5, which I didn't realise. I think I was a Channel 4 guy and then I lost touch with it. But Dave was getting so into it, right?
Oh, don't, please
I've
don't.
Never seen this before, but his...
Just don't.
There was a physical reaction. His body lost the cool badge because Dave was talking about one particular episode and the hairs on his arm started standing on end. The power of policy.
I actually said
physical reaction.
To our glorious leader, look, I've got goosebumps, look. As I was talking about two Geordie brothers of an Italian heritage who helped out in their local community during lockdown and then went on to open
one hell of a cool guest house.
And then there was the Thai spa with the couple who bought the Thai spa in a semi-detached house. We couldn't stop talking about
We've lost him, Glenn.
So that's exactly the kind of thing that I'm after. If you would like to hand in the cool badge, the show will be peppered throughout with them. And the number, once again, 8-12-15. Come on. Give me the badge.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets wants to send you to see Stevie Nicks in Hyde Park as we once again play Don't Stop. The question is, can you speak for 60 seconds on a given topic without repetition, without hesitation, or going too far off topic? If you can, well, you're going to see Stevie Nicks. And playing this morning on line one is Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Rob, welcome to the show. Rob loves a bit of the main station and some classic rock. On line two is Vicky. Hello there, Vicky.
Good morning, Dave, and good morning, team.
Hello. Hi, Vicky. Vicky likes the main station, occasionally dips her toe into Absolute Radio 90s. Of course, all of that and much more available in our brand new app named Rayo. So, Vicky, this is Rob. Rob, this is Vicky.
Hiya.
Morning, Vicky.
What I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to give you your topic. Now, Rob, you are going first, and you have 60 seconds on the timer. Are you ready?
Yeah, all good, Dave.
Okay, Vicky, wait right there. Rob's in play as I ask you to speak without repeating yourself, without hesitating or going too far off topic. On. Holidays. Go.
Oh, it's all about the travel to different places in the world, America, Australia, Uganda, all these different places, getting cars, getting those flights, making all of these different things happen to take my wife to all these different places. Having taken my wife, I've traveled to six different continents. I've done 49 of the states in America. There's only one state that I've got to do, which is Hawaii. I've got all of these different things that I've got to take my daughter to the places where I went to summer camp, take her around the world. She loves Disney, so we're really excited to take her to Disney at some point. What I really enjoy doing is I really enjoy taking taxis and all of...
Wow. Rob, well stop, done. Stop, Rob. I feel I know more about you than I do my actual mates now, Rob. You did 60 seconds, which means... Vicky, we're going to give you a go at it, and if you do 60 seconds as well, well, we'll just have to try and figure out what to do live on air with that situation. But you know what we're after. Your 60 seconds starts now. Holidays.
Holidays. So when you go on holiday, the main aim for most people is to go for a tan. For me personally, I'm quite pasty skin, so I've got to be wearing a factor 50 at all times with my sun cream. Too much sun is bad for you, though. So most people like to go a bit later, but the English are renowned for being out in the lunchtime of that, and a lot of the locals don't really go for that either. The journey for holidays is always a big thing. Personally, I can't read or sleep on a plane. For me, the journey is long and arduous, but once I get there, I'm absolutely happy. Local holidays are great as well. So I stick to locals, go to Cornwall, go to Devon, go up north as well. And I love reading books, so holidays are perfect for that. I'm planning on reading a million books on my next holiday, which is Mallorca, as long as they're still letting people in. Obviously, the food is a big part of holidays. So for me, it's getting those different flavoured lay crisps, eating those on the beach with a Fanta lemon, absolutely perfect. And
you've
making
done
sure
it!
I don't get
it. This is absolute on the breakfast show. Vicky, Rob, you both did a minute.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We had two different tales of how you like to holiday there. Like, we had Rob, I can't wait to take my daughter to Disney. And we had, and then we had Vicky, the journey was long and arduous. I can't wait to eat Lay's crisps on the beach. Vicky speaking for us all there. So, it's a tie. That's what it is. Now, we have not prepared a tie-break question. I know, regular listeners to this show will be shocked we come underprepared. But we didn't really expect anyone to do the full 60 seconds across the week of 10 weeks of tickets, let alone two people, and let alone two people on the same live edition of The Breakfast Show. So there's only one thing that I can do, and that is to say, Vicky and Rob, you can have a pair of tickets each.
Congratulations. Oh, wow.
No, you both nailed it. That's only fair. We can't not let one of you go. Vicky, thanks for tuning in on the main station of 90s. Rob, great having you involved on the main station and classic rock. We'll speak again real soon. Enjoy Stevie Nicks in Hyde Park. Okay, guys?
Thank you so much.
Well done. I'm going to wrap you up now. You've done more talking on this breakfast show than I have already.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your cool badge day here on The Breakfast Show. And so until 9 a.m, I'm only giving shout-outs to folk out there who currently have or once had a beaded seat cover for their car or, of course, a padded seatbelt attachment. That's what we're doing on Cool Badge Day. And so here are the shout-outs.
Right.
Here we go. Dave, team, I had a beaded seat cover in my last HGV. It was a knackered old Scania. Now I'm in a new one. I don't need the beads, but I could do with that seatbelt cushion from Mark in Devon. I love my padded seatbelt cover. Stops the belt from itching my skin in the summer from Sam in Walton-on-Thames. Dave, I used to have a beaded seat cover along with a matching beaded curtain to enter my kitchen.
Oh,
from Alison
wow.
and Berry.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave and the team. I have one in my car and I love it. It saves my seatbelt cutting into me if I'm wearing a strappy top. From Dawn in Inverness. Hi, Dave and the team. Yes, I have a beaded seat cover, but it's so I don't stick to my waterproof seat covers. So that's from Harry and Paul, who's either a surfer or a very, very nervous driver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Harry says he loves the show. We love you too, Harry. 8, 12, 15. It is your Cool Badge Day. Come on. Give me the badge.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dave, I had a beaded seat cover in my car, but got rid of it after catching the hair on my legs deep inside it.
Oh.
I was stuck in my car for an extra 5 minutes as I had to detach myself from the bead.
Oh, no, she did!
Oh, yes, Mike did. That's a kind of word of warning to everybody out there.
I've been trapped in an abacus.
Yeah. And so the podcast has been named, available at around 10 minutes past 10. Mark in High Wycombe, he says, hi, Dave and the team. Whilst watching Austria versus Turkey last night, my wife, Vicky, turned to me and said she had a crush on Lee Dixon when she was younger. Please find her cool badge attached. Oh, well, that's a little bit harsh.
I there's nothing wrong with
I got
that. Yeah, yeah.
Producer Ellie, who's 25 years old, to Asbo over there, to Google image Lee Dixon when he was young. You know, there's that. And you said...
It's not great.
It's not great, no. So that's not, you know, that's
a shame. He's also lost a yard of pace since then. So, yeah.
But he's such a dapper gentleman.
I think so, yeah.
He looks so... I think he looks great. I don't think there's anything cool badgy in fancy.
And he's got
Lee
a sexy
Dixon.
Job. He's got a sexy
he's
job
got
to himself.
He's got a sexy job.
And
yeah.
He played in one of the great Arsenal sides, you know. So I think it's... As a complete package, I think Lee Dixon's well worth
having. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Lee. I'll date you. I'll date you, Lee.
If you don't want him, Ellie, Glenn and I will take him. So simply, Anna, this is where I bring you in. Do you know Lee Dixon?
I've never met Lee Dixon.
Right.
But now you guys are interested. It's making me interested.
Yeah, well, get interested in Lee Dixon. It seems everyone's talking about him. Yeah. Glenn, why have you? Would you like to hand in the badge this week?
I would like to hand it in on behalf of someone else. I've never done this before.
Oh,
I've only ever handed in my own call badge. I'm no Emma Jones on this front. I'll always hand in my own. I'm going to hand in my friend Jenny's. Basically, my friend Jenny was at the same Taylor Swift Wembley gig that I was at a couple of weeks ago. And during the gig, Taylor Swift was like dressed as like the sort of 1920s film star, and like three men in top hats and tails came out and sort of picked her up and carried her, and it became apparent that one of them was Travis Kelce, her American football star boyfriend.
Yeah.
And the crowd, when they realised it was Travis Kelce, lost their minds.
Yeah.
But my friend Jenny, for a second, only for a second, didn't recognise it was Travis Kelce. And from her perspective, she was wondering why a Wembley stadium full of predominantly women in their teens, 20s and 30s were wondering why Taylor Swift had just brought out Vinnie Jones.
Does he look like Vinnie Jones?
No! But when you're 100 rows
yeah,
back,
I suppose, yeah.
You'd go, is that Vinnie Jones? Why is he here? Why is everyone so excited?
Why is Taylor Swift kissing Vinnie Jones? Why is he getting down on one knee like he's about to propose? Okay, yeah, I'll take your friend's cool badge for now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's talk Euros 2024, shall we? Of course, five players, £5,000 is going to be coming up in 1 hour's time here on The Breakfast Show. But for now, as promised, it's all about that secret sweepstake. You see, not everybody has the kind of job where they're involved in an office sweepstake, and that applies to us here on The Breakfast Show, which is why we invented it a few tournaments back. So we dished out 24 teams to 24 lucky listeners who applied. The secret bit is nobody knows who they have. You only find out who you have when you're out, or when next week Ben Burrell gives you a chance to swap teams with another listener, again without knowing who you or the other person has, or when you win the whole darn thing, which I'll be announcing on the Monday I return from my holidays. So we're kind of at the business end of the tournament. We're at the business end of the tournament. That's what they say, isn't it? So, Steph, the pharmacy technician from South Wales, I can reveal you're still in. Lee Tucker, you're in. Matt the Brummy, you're still in. Andy Harris, you're still in. Pauline Sammons, you're still in. Ian Lewis, the fridge engineer, you're still in. Jules, who works as cabin crew, you are still in, my friend. And Lee, who works at Boeing in Western Supermare, you too are still in. But of course, we now have to say some goodbyes.
Hold down!
Sorry, Liam. Carol, the health and safety consultant in construction. You had Belgium.
Oh.
And you lost 1-0 to France. Farewell. Marcel Poole, you're in the Navy and work in the submarine disposal program. As well as that, you had Slovenia. And you lost to Portugal on penalties.
Gutting.
Sorry, sailor.
Sailor. That was good. I enjoyed that.
Do not react. It's a somber moment.
Chris Wallace, the school caretaker. You were, I'm going to say, comfortably beaten by the Netherlands. Yes, you had Romania and you are out. Who played very well, I thought. I like the guy with the blue hair. Ian, the kitchen fitter from Shropshire. You drew Austria. You lost to Turkey last night. And therefore, you are out of the Euro 2024 secret sweepstake. As I say, next week, Ben Burrell's in the hot seat and he'll give you a chance to swap teams with another listener.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where the producers have told me I can't just keep on giving shout-outs to people who once owned or currently own a beaded seat cover in their car. I've got to widen it out, apparently. Popular appeal and all that. So just after nine is once again shout-out time as we have an edition of The Smash. However, as it's Cool Badge Day, I will not be moved. So I'm doubling down on my own cool badge from last week.
Okay.
And I want to turn your attentions to season 19, episode 10 of The Hotel Inspector.
Oh, no.
I think we all know that, don't we, guys? Yeah. It's like the Christmas special episode of The Bear. Everybody knows season 19, episode 10 of The Hotel Inspector. Alex visited Hotel Celebrity. Now, one of the issues they were having, the one that really stayed with me, they just couldn't come up with puns for their actor-inspired restaurant menu. And so, we're going to help them out. We've got actors versus food you'd find on a menu. 8, 12, 15 includes your name, where you are. You can have a shout-out in about 10 minutes' time. I've got Steven Spielberger.
Nice.
And I'll have the Keisha Sutherland, please. What about you, Anna?
Marilyn Monfoe.
Oh,
very nice.
And James Bean.
Oh, James Bean on the side. Very good. Glenn.
I know you're having the Keisha Sutherland. I'm going to have the Flannel Craig.
Such an eggy table.
As well as the Queen Laparatifa.
Oh!
And Helena Bonham Starter.
Oh! Excellent. I hope you're hearing this, Hotel Celebrity, off that season 19, episode 10 of The Hotel Inspector. And now it's over to you. To clarify, any actor versus any type of food you would find on a restaurant menu. The number 812-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning, and as promised, just after nine is shout-out time as we had a little round of The Smash, inspired by the legendary Season 19, Episode 10 of The Hotel Inspector.
Oh, boy.
When Alex visited Hotel Celebrity, one of the many issues the hoteliers had there was they just couldn't come up with any good puns involving actors for their restaurant menu, so that's why we're all leaping
stepping in to help here. Lasagna Taylor Joy is great work from Bex in Manchester. Eggs Benedict Cucumber Batch from Sam. Tom Hollandaise Sauce, of course, from Jamie in Wakefield. Katsu Perkins Curry from Scott on the Wirral, who Scott assures us that Sue Perkins is an actor, so that's good. Billy Connolly Carney from Lisa from Braintree. Leonardo DiCapri Salad from Tony in Portsmouth. Bread Sheeran from Lewin.
Of course.
Mel Gibbs Sun-Dried Tomatoes from Gareth in Chester. Steak Gyllenhaal from Jordan in Leeds. And Tom Lamb Shanks from Layla in Southampton. Well done. Hotel Celebrity, I know you're listening. Feel free to use any of those that you like.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where you're just in time for another round of this.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
Yes, £5 players, £5,000 with Wix. We're playing this throughout the Euros 2024. Get your garden ready for summer with Wix. You can find everything you need for your next garden project, and that includes decking and sleepers and trellis panels, all the stuff. You can go to wix.co.uk. And the big question right now is, can one listener match just five footballers' names with a member of the Breakfast Show team? It has already been done. That person won £5,000, and now somebody's playing for £5,000 to spend at Wix. And that person is Darcy. Good morning, Darcy.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team.
Hi, hello.
Darcy, welcome along to the show. How are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Excellent. Which football team do you support?
I'm an Everton fan.
You're an Everton fan, so you're hoping for a less nail-biting season to come, I presume.
Yeah, the last few years have been an utter pain. So,
yes, they have. They really, really have. We wish you all the best for next season. We're about to spin the random player generator. You've got Anna or Glenn in play. Do you have a preference?
So I'll say girl power, go on. Hopefully it's Anna.
Yeah. Hopefully it's Anna. Well, let's give it a spin, see who you have. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Free choice.
It's a free choice. Right. Are you sticking with Anna?
Yeah, go on, I'll stick.
Okay.
Okay, Anna, good luck.
Time to leave the studio. Pothole Princess is on her way out, and now it's just you and me, Darcy. So effectively, I'm going to give you five first names. You need to say a surname that makes up the full name of a professional football player. Now, this football player can be from any league, any tournament in the world, from any period in history. Good luck.
Thank you.
And your first name is Zinedine.
Zidane.
Of course.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Tim. T-I-M, Tim.
I've got to go Cahill.
You've got to go Cahill. Legend for the Toffees. Jamie.
Oh, I'm going to go Redknapp.
Yeah.
Legend for Liverpool. At least you're fair and balanced, Darcy. I like that. Yeah. Fair and balanced opinions. OK, up next. Paul. P-A-U-L. Paul.
Scholes.
Oh, OK, yeah.
What would you have gone for out of interest?
I'd have gone for Paul Robinson.
Okay.
Who isn't as big as Paul Scholes.
No.
But was just slightly more recent by, like, 2 years.
Right. I thought Paul Robinson was someone in Neighbours, but I'd go for Pogba.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Paul Pogba. Yeah. No, Paul Robinson's a good one, but Paul Scholes, I think, is probably the best of the three options that we just chucked out there, Darcy. Your final name is Eric.
Dyer.
Eric Dyer.
Yeah, I'd have
formerly
said the
same. Formerly of Spurs, now of Bayern Munich, of course. Not Cantona.
I know, yeah, I know. It's just, again, it's a recency bias thing.
Yeah, no, I like that your recency and your Spurs bias as well, it seems. OK, Darcy, it is five great names. Well done to you. Stay right there because I'm going to play a song across the Absolute Radio network and then Anna Geary is going to be in play.
Five players, $5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five players, $5,000 with Wix.
And so, on your Wednesday morning, we are at the business end of Five Players, $5,000. Listener Darcy, an Everton fan, has given us her five names. She hopes that Anna Geary gives us the exact same five names because then she can have £5,000 to spend at Wix. Good luck, Darcy.
Thank you.
Good luck, Anna.
Thank you.
Zinedine.
Zidane.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's only one.
ZZ. Slightly trickier, because there's a few of them. Tim.
Cahill.
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa.
Nice. Who you got for Jamie?
Carragher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Redknapp.
Oh, yeah.
I know, yeah. Sorry, Darcy, you've not won the money to spend at Wix today, unfortunately. Let's do the remaining two, shall we? Paul.
Skulls.
Correct. Oh. Eric.
Cantona.
Dyer.
Oh.
Not your performance. That's just right, I'm not being cruel there. It is a very respectable 3 out of 5 on £5 players, $5,000. Darcy, good luck to Everton next season.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
Take care, bye now. So this means we're going again tomorrow. If you'd like to play, well, call us right now. 0330 123 1215.
£5 players, $5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is it for your Wednesday morning. It is time to say, hey, thanks ever so much for tuning into the show, and particularly a big thanks to those of you who chose to get involved. A little reminder, you can do anytime you like. My inbox is open and wanting. It is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Before we bid you farewell, a little reminder that you can listen again on demand in the free Rayo app. Just search Rayo in your app store, or of course the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. It's about to drop. And it needs a name. It's a versus battle for me today, out of why is Taylor Swift kissing Vinnie Jones? But I think just pipping it to the post, to the title of the name of the Daily Podcast, we've got Trapped in an Abacus. Available wherever you do your pod dealings. Right, Leona's going to be here next. She'll bring the Tea Break trivia with her, plus the details that you need to enter the competition that this coming Friday is going to give somebody £275,000. As for us, we'll be back tomorrow from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.